Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, Keegan Murray due back in the lineup tomorrow. And it's great. Jacob, this has kind of been the frustrating thing. Jake, I'm glad you're really excited about tomorrow. They have a game to play tonight. And Casey asked this earlier, like, so what do we do with this one? Or Kyle asked it earlier when we were all talking together. And it's like, I don't know, man. I guess just get through it. Like you're playing against a team that's like 15-1 right now that might, you know, barely lose double digit games on the season. They're playing at home. You just try to go out there. You put forth the best effort. But I feel like some sort of imaginary clock starts tomorrow where it's like, okay, Keegan's back. That does put an unfair amount of pressure on Keegan Murray. But it's like, okay, you're starting to lose excuses now. What does this basketball team look like? And as long as the full complement of players remain available, yeah, man, we're headed into a different part of this evaluation phase here.
And that's where I'm at, guys. I think you just got to get through this evening, and then Scott Perry's evaluation process really begins. Because, like, for example, everything that Matt George, our good buddy at ABC 10, has been reporting is the same thing I've been getting. This is an evaluation period, right? There's nothing more, nothing less going on right now. Like, they are trying to figure out what they have on this team before they start making calls around the league. And they're going to have they've had a ton of scouts at every single game from multiple different teams throughout the NBA. Everyone's been asking a bunch of different questions about, you know, what's working and what's not working within this team. And like I said, it's an evaluation period, and then they'll sort out of what trades do we want to make and who's going to fit the culture that we want to build around and who's not. I can tell you one thing. Keegan Murray, someone they're going to build around. I think they're going to build around Keon as well, from everything I've heard. But those are the two solid players that I know that they like. Nee Clifford ain't going anywhere anytime soon. But I can guarantee you one thing: if they can, they're going to try to acquire some draft picks this year, especially in this upcoming draft. If they can, it is a loaded deep draft, and if they can get some draft picks in this draft, I think they're going to try to do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't, like everybody else, I was watching your boys play on Saturday, and when AJ started shooting, it was like, oh, they didn't have nothing for him, talking about BYU against UConn. So a lot of people are, like, wanting them to tank for AJ, tank for Boozer, tank for Darren Peterson.
You can't tank, though, because look what Dallas happened. Like, Dallas got the first pick. Utah had the worst record last year, and they still didn't get the best play. Like, tanking, I hate tanking. In the NBA, you can't tank. You got to try to remain competitive, and then you just got to hope the balls bounce your way when it comes to the lottery. Like, there's no reason to try to hope and try to get the 14%. There's just no reason for it. Just be competitive as much as you can and hope that you know that you're going to be in the lottery system, and then hope you get a top five pick. It's simple as that. Hope the balls bounce your way. Literally, well, and figuratively.
I was going to ask you, Jake, do you think – I was bringing that up to say, do you think the Kings could even get to that point, like where they're Brooklyn bad, they're Pelicans bad?
No.
The thing about that.
They're not top five bad in the NBA. They're top 10. but they're top. They're not top five. They are not a dumpster fire of a team. Like, there are comparable NBA players on this roster, and even if they trade some of them away for other players, they're still going to bring in comparable players to play. There's not. This is not a Pelicans team or a Brooklyn team. Like, the Brooklyn Nets, their best player is Michael Porter Jr. He was like Denver's fourth best player last year. Okay, like, it's not that bad. Indiana is injury hell right now. Like, they don't have comparable guys to play right now because of how injured they are. Like, they're not. It's doom and gloom here because we have such a great fan base in Sacramento, and everyone loves this Kings team and wants to see them do well. And everyone's continuing to ask themselves, like, how did it go from so good to so bad so quickly? I get that, Kings fans. But know for a fact that this is not as bad as it can get. Because Pelicans fans guarantee you they trade you for their team for theirs right now. Like, spot on. Same with Memphis.
The Pelicans wouldn't, because New Orleans doesn't actually care that their basketball team is bad. Sacramento does. And I don't think I agree with anything that you just said. Literally none of it. This team is absolutely a disaster. It is a disaster in every way. Everything you said, Jake, is 100% accurate. DeMar DeRozan is a good basketball player. He's better than Michael Porter Jr. Russell Westbrook, those are two Hall of Famers right there. Zach LaVine's a high-level scorer. None of it functionally works together. I love Del Christie. I have no clue whether that man is a good coach or not, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get that answer this year. That's how jacked up things are here in Sacramento. You could talk about Brooklyn, Washington. I don't know anything that's going on with those teams. I know Brooklyn's always going to be the little sister in New York, and I know that Washington, they're behind the football team. They're behind the goddamn hockey team out there. They might even be behind the Nationals out there. When you talk about fan bases and markets that are invested in their franchise, Sacramento sticks out above all of them. And this disaster is much, much worse, in my opinion, Jake, because they weren't trying to be a disaster. They were trying, my opinion, what I think they were trying to do is, we've got these contracts, we've got these guys for the next couple of years. Let's play this thing out. We'll deal with whatever we have to deal with when these contracts expire, or maybe when we can move some of them next year, some of the bigger contracts next year. But let's try to play this thing out and be competitive as we possibly can this season. And they have failed so miserably that 12 games into the season, 13 games into the season, we're asking if this basketball team has quit. That's a disaster. You could call it a dumpster fire. You can call it whatever you want to. What we're seeing from the Sacramento Kings right now, 13 games in, is awful. With no signs of it getting better. Like I said, Jake, the other day, I'll be surprised the next time this team wins a basketball game. And that includes if it's against a 4-11 team in Memphis tomorrow.
I do have a question for you guys, because this is a good topic that Brandon and I have talked about. What's the identity of this team? Like, what are they good at?
Well, right now, nothing. Like, there's not anything that they can
done.
They can
bring there. End of conversation. No more. Nothing. They're not good at anything. Not a thing.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I say right now is because I think they can be a better offensive team, but I don't think they lean into it the way they should. I think Doug is still trying to get these guys to play defense, do all this other stuff. If they just said, hey, look, man, we're not going to be the 93 Knicks. Like, let's do what we got a bunch of offensive players. Let's go ahead and lean in on that. I think they could be a better offensive team. But you are what you are right now. Like, you're 24th or whatever in the league in offense. That doesn't mean that you're good just because you have offensive players.
I'm not even sold on the offense though, Ken. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the offense was running through Domas, and now it's not running through anybody. That's my question. Mm-hmm. And like, who gets the ball when and how they share the ball on offense is probably the bigger question bigger question than how they're playing defense. Because offensively, it's just, for me, it's get out and run and hope that Zach can hit his shots and DeMar pulls up his mini game. But there's no process with it. There's no, like, flow. I'm like, oh, that's good offense. That's 4 minutes of really good. Like, I've seen that maybe, like, three times this year.
Yeah. 100%.
I feel like, Jake, we were talking about something on Sunday that you wanted to discuss. Was it Sac State?
Sure.
It seemed a lot more riveting on Sunday night than it does at this particular moment. But I swear we said something. It must have been Sac State because I know we were talking about Sac State basketball. And you go, yeah, we got to talk about that on Wednesday. Obviously, Sac State lost to UCLA last night.
I think it was the end of the Causeway. I think that's what was on.
Yeah, it was the Jake's Causeway mind. Classic.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah. Which is like done. Like not even a hiatus. Like you don't see these two coming to the table within the next 10 years.
So a couple things that I'll hit on with the Hornets because there's a couple things that I got to report on. One, Sac State basketball might have taken a massive hit last night. Bear Cherry went down with a knee injury. He's getting an MRI on it and trying to get the severity of it, but it didn't look good. I'm not going to call anything for what it is, but let's just say I don't think that man's playing basketball anytime soon. So, and he was he was supposed to be like Big Sky Player of the Year, guys. He was leading the conference in a lot of things, especially blocks, rebounds. Like, guy was going to be a force. So I'm hoping that the MRI just shows that it's not as severe as it looks. So that's one. Sac State football. This is going to this is going to be the last Causeway Classic for the foreseeable future. This is where the rubber meets the road. Sac State has offered UC Davis every possible option to continue this rivalry game, including buying out, teams to play them next year.
Stetson,
yeah, specifically. Yeah. And then on top of that, I've also tried to make it work down the road after 26 and 27, 28, 29. But UC Davis says, well, if you guys are going to be an FBS team, well, we want you to pay us like an FBS team. And if you want us to come to Hornets Stadium every single year, like we want the same compensation like if we would be playing Washington or something like that, which I don't think Sac State wants to do. Now, would that be a different conversation if they split it back and forth each year? Sure. But name how many teams are, you know, rivalries have one team in the FCS and one team in the FBS, and they're both playing each other on a yearly basis. It just and they're playing back and forth with each other at a home and home series. It doesn't happen that much. So from the people on the UC Davis side, it does not sound like they want to budge right now. They're kind of in a waiting pattern to see what happens at Sac State. And Sac State's trying to make every concession to make it happen. But until I think they figure out their stuff and when they're going to the FBS, what their FCS schedule looks like, if it's not next year but the year after, like they got questions they got to figure out until they can pull the trigger with UC Davis. It's a sad situation because it's the 71st annual. I have actually a really great story coming out on Friday on CBS 13. I talk with 12 alumni, 6 from UC Davis, 6 from Sac State, about their memories of the Causeway Classic and what it means to them. And all of them are unanimous of like, this is just sad that it's ending. Like really, really sad that it's ending. And you know, the great thing about it is this rivalry is so good. Like this year, it's even better. Like, Sac State's on a 3-game winning streak. UC Davis has lost 2 out of 3. Davis has a guy that's right in Sac State's backyard as their quarterback in Caden Pinnick. Like the Aggies, you know, and Hornets, whoever wins this game are going to make the playoffs. The loser's going to be done for the year. Like, there's just so many good storylines with it. Unfortunately, like, you can't – like, the fact that it's ending is just – it's so – so, so sad.
Yeah. The only hope is Davis getting that Mountain West football invite. And if Sac State is FBS, then they can revisit this, you know, maybe in a few years. So,
and we'll see that because, like, I that could be a possibility. I don't know if you guys saw what I tweeted out earlier about UC Davis. And they're kicking off a privately funded campaign to raise around $265 million to elevate their facilities on the Davis campus. That includes basketball, football, baseball, softball, golf, and track and field. But the football stadium would go over, would get some serious amenities added to it, especially some suite level stuff. Basketball would get a remake of their arena a little bit as well and some upgrades. The biggest problem that UC Davis has right now is funding in terms of just getting privately funded things done. So that this is their big campaign. I think it's Aggie Ascent, it's called. And I think that they're trying to get their alumni involved to raise more money because both programs deserve to be in the FBS. They have a big enough fan base. They have a big enough alumni base. They have a big enough TV market to make it happen. It's just one's trying to go about it strategically and one's just trying to push the envelope. And I don't know which is going to work faster, but you know, one of it, I think both should try to take the same path to make it happen simultaneously.
Jake, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll see you Sunday night.
Hey guys, if you guys have anything bad about today, anything bad happens, especially if the Kings lose tonight, it's Geno Smith's fault. Okay, remember
okay,
that.
Bro.
All right,
we gotta
be better.
Don't text the group text with things that aren't funny, Jake. You gotta up your game. That might work with your little Hampton group, but that's not gonna work over here with D'Lo and KC and our man Brendan. You gotta up your game a little bit, Jake. Come on, man, be better.
Hey, there was not one white person in that video, so I think that says enough of that. All right.
Well, there definitely wasn't, but there wasn't anything funny in the video either. You got to be better, Jake. But we love you. We'll see you Sunday, buddy.
You guys have a great day.
All right, that's our man Jake Gaden right there, CBS. We'll come back. We've got more to talk about as it pertains to the NBA. Last night we saw some developments, and boy, you think it's bad here. Have you been following what's going on in Dallas? Lord! We'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and KC here on ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
20. Big thanks to our man Jake Gaden for joining us. Open the phone lines back up for you because we got Hammer joining us at the top of the hour. So if you want to get in here, you most definitely can. 916-909-1320. We've been talking a little bit about, obviously, things are bad in Sacramento, man. There are a couple of articles, and I got an alert that something just posted here to The Athletic that I'll be interested in seeing. But I started to realize something, like, because obviously we're covering this basketball team and we're talking about what the offseason might look like. Hell, not even the offseason. We're talking about what the next few months might look like in terms of the ability to move guys like Zach LaVine or DeMontis Sabonis or DeMar DeRozan and if the idea of picking this team apart as much as possible and getting back what you can is the direction that this franchise should go. And we've talked about the difficulty in moving contracts like that. Mm-hmm. One thing that we haven't talked about is they might have competition. when you look around the league, and Dallas is the team that's at the forefront of my mind, obviously, because with the firing of Nico Harrison, that seems to be signaling something that might potentially be happening in Dallas. And obviously, you have what's going on with Anthony Davis, who was kind of at the center, it seems like, of the Nico Harrison firing. You're going to have competition in terms of high-priced contracts that could potentially be available out there. Now, Anthony Davis, that is a very unique conversation around the league because he is a certified Hall of Famer. He's a 10-time All-Star. He's not particularly old, but you have the fear of his breaking down and you have the fear of the injuries that come with Anthony Davis. Then you also have Kyrie Irving. There are discussions happening around the league and being reported through various insiders that it might not just be Anthony Davis who could be on the move. It could be Kyrie Irving as well. Kyrie Irving, of course, will be coming off of an injury, who signed a contract extension this offseason. And you know, he's certainly not owed the money that Anthony Davis is, but he's owed some money. And then you have the disaster that is taking place in New Orleans. And the Zion conversation will always be intriguing, but there could be a handful of players there who it's like, yeah, we're, you know, there is a conspiracy theory that goes along with the New Orleans Pelicans as well. And it's like, man, not only do the Sacramento Kings have to battle the contracts that they have to battle the fact that there's probably going to be a handful of other teams trying to move big contracts in the upcoming months as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Dallas situation, I can't wait to dive into that article from Tim McMahon and see what's going on.
Oh, man, there's some dimes in there. Like Mark Cuban, the NWO, like, oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a great article by Tim McMahon.
So real quick, though, like, are they saying Mark Cuban is in there making decisions again? Or
they're saying Mark Cuban was trying to overthrow the government in there. Like, he went in there when I say the government, I mean the Dallas and Nico Harrison, and he tried to maintain his level of power when the sale happened. And there were people who were really frustrated with Mark Cuban, and when the Dallas Mavericks made the finals, Nico was in a bit of more of a position of power. He had kind of established himself. He had established a good relationship with the owner. And it's why Mark Cuban, as he will be very quick to tell you repeatedly, he was iced out of the Luka Doncic thing. He didn't know about it. Well, that seems to have changed. With Nico out, it seems that Mark Cuban in recent months has regained a certain level of power within that organization. And, you know, now it creates an interesting situation as that job remains vacant. I do think they have an interim general manager in place, but Mark Cuban is there. And as long as you deal with the Dallas Mavericks, you're going to have to deal with Mark Cuban. And the owner has not said that that's not the case. And so it's a fascinating read with multiple layers to it. It starts with Anthony Davis and the medical team, and then it trickles down to the Mark Cuban stuff and Nico being outed and everything Nico did to kind of establish a relationship with, I think it's Patrick Dumont, but establish a relationship with the new governor. And yeah, again, multiple layers, terrific read. Great to read about a dysfunctional organization that's not in Sacramento.
It's about damn time. It's about time. Well, we've had to deal with that for a little while, but
we still do. Zach Lowe dropped a reel yesterday about Sacramento.
Oh, he had to get them numbers back up.
He had to. Right.
I hadn't heard from Zach Lowe since the beginning of the season. Not that he was wrong, but I'm just saying I haven't heard from him. He had to get them numbers back up. So yeah, you had to do what you had to do. So Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving. Throw Klay Thompson in there.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, definitely. 17 mil, I think.
Zion Williamson. And I can't think of anybody else on New Orleans. Would you say all four of those guys would be more coveted than anything that the Kings had?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything like that. They're all in the same market at the same time.
No, I know you didn't say. I'm just asking you. Do you think all four of those are more coveted than anything outside of draft picks that the Kings have.
Oh man. Clay, I think, will be great for a team that's already there. Kyrie would be fascinating. I don't know what you do with Kyrie. Anthony Davis is just going to be someone taking a risk. That same is probably true for Zion Williamson too. Man, I think the answer is yes.
I think so too. It's close.
I think the answer is yes.
But I'm with you. I think Clay's at the top of that list probably. But
again, but Clay's at the top of the list for a team that's like good, that has depth, that doesn't have to rely on Clay Thompson, but thinks like, you know what would be good? Clay Thompson. That type of basketball team. We want Clay Thompson. We don't need Clay Thompson. Especially because Clay isn't, you know, that version of Clay anymore.
Yeah. As I think about this, I might put Zach LaVine ahead of Kyrie. And here's what
really?
I'm thinking. I'm thinking a specific team.
Okay.
Let's just say the Clippers. Do you think the Clippers would take Kyrie or Zach LaVine if they were like, yo, we got to get one of these two, else the season is done? I think they'd take Zach LaVine.
Well, they can't do it this year. So if the move is this year, it's absolutely Zach LaVine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, there might be a hope Kyrie can come back this year, but I would not bank on that.
Right. I think when I say Zach LaVine ahead of Kyrie, it's team specific. If your team has a point guard, they're probably not, you know, going to look to get Kyrie or anything like that. I'm trying to think of scenarios where Sabonis might be more appealing to somebody as opposed to Anthony Davis. Do you think those scenarios exist? Because I feel like now I think we're talking three and four slot in this power rankings of more coveted players, because I think Klay is one. I think Zion is two.
Klay is one.
For almost all scenarios.
Hmm. So if we phrase this as like, which player would have the most teams that would be interested in them?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Would Zion be one?
I don't think so. And I don't think so for the same reason that I don't think Anthony Davis is one. Because I'm looking at so another thing that's caught my attention, again, there are a lot of Dallas Mavericks articles out there right now. Another one is this is a bad basketball team right now. Their finances are bad. Mm. Like, they've got 58 to this is next season, by the way. They've got 58 due to Anthony Davis. They got 39 due to Kyrie, 17 due to Klay, 17 to Gafford, 19 to PJ Washington, and 10 to Caleb Martin.
Mm.
And they still got 9.4 due to Najee Marshall. Like, they've got, and that's not counting Cooper Flagg. Like, they've got so much money allocated to different guys. It's like, man, they have multiple moves that have to be made. Their cap next year is at $217 million.
Jesus.
And this is a bottom of the conference basketball team that's in no, you know, hope of getting better at this point.
And they're not second apron, so they don't have all the restrictions, but they have cap
restrictions, yeah. No second apron though.
But I feel like they would have, like, they can't take any money back. It almost has to be dollar for dollar. I know those are second apron type restrictions, but that's a lot of money already. And it feels like it would make it hard for them to find trades to make to get that money off the books.
Everybody listening now, let me think of that. Yeah. Everybody listening now, you included. We're all Mike Dunleavy. Would you trade for Anthony Davis?
I was just about to ask you a question about that.
54 this year, which this year is inconsequential. 58 next year, 62.7 in the 2027-2028 season?
The question that I was going to ask centered around, I was going to say the Warriors. I was like, if you're the Warriors, would you take Sabonis or Anthony Davis? And for me, it's clear. I would take Domantas Sabonis.
Really?
Based on injury history and contract.
Let me ask you a follow-up.
Okay.
Knowing Kuminga's out of there, and maybe if it's Sacramento, we'll say Moses Moody, even though I think they love Moses Moody and don't want to do that. If it's Dallas, though.
Did you see that trade from Matt George? We'll talk about that in a second. From the Locked On?
No.
That was crazy. We'll talk about that in a second, but go ahead.
If it's Dallas, you could throw Buddy in there. However, you've got to make the money work. Are you more likely to win a championship with that Golden State roster and Domantas Sabonis or that Golden State roster and Anthony Davis?
I mean, in theory, it's Anthony Davis. But one of the Anthony Davis is a far better player than Domantas Sabonis. But my concern is, number one, the contract, his age, all this other stuff. And he just cannot, I can't trust him to stay healthy. Because
I understand.
I just can't. And that's the main reason why I'd go Sabonis. Because the history tells me AD not going to make it.
So, but if we're being all we're asking for, like if we're being honest with ourselves and we're Mike Dunleavy, all we're asking for is one. That's all we're asking for is over the next 3 years, give us one for our guy. In the next, we'll count this year. Let's say the deal is done in February. Over the course of the next 3 seasons, could Anthony Davis, with that Golden State Warriors team, win you an NBA championship? Or could Domantas Sabonis and his availability win you a championship with that Golden State Warriors team?
Man, when you put it like that, it's tough. But I don't think it is,
and I think you know the answer.
I'm all the way out on AD. I cannot trust him. I cannot trust. He will not stay healthy. He will not. He will not say okay. he is going to get hurt.
And I hear you.
I hear you. I'd rather take my chances with Sabonis, who is a lesser player, but he's cheaper, and I know he's going to be there.
You know he's going to be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know in the Western Conference Finals against Oklahoma City that he's going to be there? Do you know in the NBA championship against the New York Knicks? And I'm not talking about be there as is he going to be on the floor. I'm talking about, is he going to be there for you? Is he going to help you win that conference finals against Oklahoma City? Is he going to help you win that NBA finals against the New York Knicks or the Cleveland Cavaliers or whoever?
I got you. I don't, not in the same way that I,
because to
AD.
Me, yeah, to me, Anthony Davis will do that. And if I have to load manage Anthony Davis from February till April, I'm going to do it. If I have to load manage Anthony Davis through the first round of the playoffs, I'll do it.
He's going to get hurt in the second round.
Well, cross that bridge when we come to it.
I hear it because AD's a better player, like far better player than Domantas Sabonis. But I feel like in that, you talk about that 3 year window, I might have one shot. I might have 1 year where I got a chance with AD. That's a heck of a gamble.
That's it. That's it. That's all I need is 1 year. I need one chance over the next 2.5 seasons to win an NBA championship with Anthony Davis.
We're talking player wise now too. But would you have because of the size of that contract, you think you would have restrictions like apron restrictions? That's a lot of money. Steph about to be making a lot of money, too.
Probably. Yeah,
Jimmy
probably.
Jimmy already making 60.
Probably. But Jimmy's next year, right? So next year, in reality, you might And this is what we were, this was kind of the Domantas Sabonis argument, if I remember correctly. You have AD, if the deal is done this year, for 2.5 seasons. You might be talking about this year and next year, and that's it. Because I don't think they're going back into the Jimmy Butler business. I don't think they would go back into the Anthony Davis business. You literally do whatever Steph Curry tells you to do in terms of him and his future. And the only thing that would have me lean Domantas Sabonis in this situation over Anthony Davis is if I saw Domantas Sabonis is in his 20s. If I see Domas as a guy, no, I actually want Domas around here for a while. And I'm starting to think about another contract with Domas when this one winds up. Then that's a different conversation. If I'm looking for a long-term fit rather than a one last reach for a Steph championship, then that's a completely different conversation. And for me, I think like you, that's 100% a Domantas Sabonis acquisition. But if I'm looking at this year in 2026 and 2027, I'm going the Anthony Davis route because I'm giving it one last shot with Steph and Jimmy Butler. I'll pay the $62 million that Anthony Davis is owed in an attempt to get that one last title with Steph Curry. And when Jimmy is done and we enter that last year, I'll do whatever Steph Curry tells me he wants done. Yeah. If Steph Curry wants a deal that pays him $70 million or whatever the number for him, then that's what he gets. And we'll build this team out as best we can.
I get it. I'd go Domas, but I completely understand it. I get it.
I can't believe you'd go Domas. I understand why. I'm kind of surprised.
So you said you didn't see the trade that the Locked On had. So I didn't listen to the episode yet.
Is this today?
So I don't know.
I think the trade was yesterday. Last night.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if they agreed to it, if Matt offered it.
Locked On Warriors offered it.
Okay.
That was my reaction too.
Locked On out of a job if he offered this. That's crazy.
What are we getting? Steph Curry? What happened?
The Kings are trading Domantas Sabonis to the Warriors. That's the only person from the Kings going to the Warriors. The Kings receive Jonathan Kuminga, Pods, Moses Moody, and a first-round pick.
Bro, who hosts this show? Like, wait a minute. Is that serious? Like, that? You know what that is? That's Kenny Caraway coming out the gate going, okay, you're going to have $200 million. That is insane. That is, like, what? Hey, first of all, shout out to Locked On Warriors. Yes, call it in. Call it in right now. You know what? Because we're kind-hearted people here in the capital of California, we'll send you Devin Carter, too. Huh? Bro, that is crazy.
Yeah, I've read that a couple of times.
Why Zabo said TC must be the host of Locked On Warriors.
No, leave TC out of this. Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, okay.
What did Matt must have burst into laughter and said, call it in. Call it in now. Oh, wow.
Trade machine rejected it.
Of course it did.
Well, no, it's just I don't think the money works.
There's no way that
2K rejected it too. Like, yeah,
you need, Kuminga has to be a part of it, and you only need one of those other players.
Well, no, the money with those three don't even work.
No,
like, you legally can't do the trade.
The money with who?
With the Warriors and Kings.
They don't make
no,
enough
but
money.
What I mean is the money's too little?
Yeah, it says you still got to cut $4.5 million for the Warriors to make this trade work.
What the hell does Pods make?
Pods makes 3.6. Moses Moody's 11.5. Oh, 22.5.
I didn't realize Pods' money was that low.
Oh,
well,
damn. They don't even have another player that we could take to make this. No, we got to make this deal happen.
Buddy Hield, come on down.
All right, man. All right, I guess. Doesn't Buddy make too much money? Like, they wouldn't need to give us Pods and Moses Moody if they were including Buddy. Yeah. We got to figure this out.
Matt George is sending us all of the Locked On host trade proposals. Hey, oh. Matt, if I know you're listening, Matt, you're very obviously listening. Go ahead and block the Orlando Magic, the Locked On Magic guys. Go ahead and block them.
Wait, I need to. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
It's Malik Monk and Carter for Jonathan Isaac and Anthony Black.
Stop trying to sell people on Jonathan Isaac.
Please, for the love of God, stop.
Do you know the problem is that Jonathan?
Yes, I do.
Three years left. If he was expiring, I'd do it. Because I like Anthony Black.
Oh, so yeah, okay. So you do the deal for Anthony Black. That's fine.
Yeah. Jonathan, the fact that he has 3 years left on the deal, it's like, all right, bro, I'm cool.
The fact that he had 3 years left on the deal, who did that?
Same person that traded 4 first-round picks for Desmond Bane.
Orlando about, at 8-7 right now.
That Memphis one looks interesting.
Oh, the Memphis one that we see. I closed it out. I'm sorry.
Is KCP, GG Jackson, a second round in 2026, second round in 2029, and a first rounder in 30. For Monk and Ellis. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Don't KCP, hate it. I really like GG Jackson. You get the two. I don't hate it.
GG not even playing right now.
You're just like, if you're doing, gosh. Man, the Keon thing is really fascinating. I just don't know if they're out or not.
You heard the nugget that Jake kind of dropped. He's like, yeah, Keon is in. It's part of their future. Jake low-key talks to people too, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong, and yeah.
Where's his contract, though?
Keon?
Yeah.
What's his contract offer?
Well, I'm saying if you really have him in your plans, like, you don't have him signed beyond the rest of the season.
Right. Right.
And I'm still unclear. James is going to join us in a couple of minutes. We can ask him. I'm still unclear as to whether they can sign him during the season or not, because I don't understand why they wouldn't be able to. Like, unless he said no, and he's like, no, I'm going to hit the market, dog. Like, y'all are offering me. Yeah, but
legally, it feels like they should be able to, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, I know nothing.
We need that Warriors trade, though. I need that. I need that.
That's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious.
Locked On Warriors literally just gave us everything without asking.
Just offered it up. Yeah, man, we'll take it. Good call. Call done, my dude. We'll come back, man. LeBron James debuted last night, and the Pistons and Hawks gave us boy, Detroit. 11 straight for the Pistons, man. What's up? You know what I just realized? There's a name in all of this we didn't mention. We were focused on Dallas. That's my fault. There's another potentially very high-priced player who could be on the market this February or leading into February that we didn't discuss.
I want to hear it.
I'll let you think about it, man. We'll talk about it when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
20. All right, James Hamm going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. Sacramento Kings in action in Oklahoma City coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. I had mentioned we were talking about some of the different, you know, trades and high priced players and the difficulty of making moves with the contracts like Domantas Sabonis and Zach LaVine, and, you know, how difficult that's going to be in and of itself. And we mentioned, like, there's going to be like other high priced contracts out there. If you've been reading these articles about the Dallas Mavericks, I mean, there's a possibility that Kyrie Irving is available and Anthony Davis is available. You know, all those players that we're mentioning right there are 30, 40, and in Anthony Davis's case, $50 million a year players. We didn't even mention Trae Young. You've got an Atlanta team that, you know, that was running last night. They ran into a buzzsaw that is the Detroit Pistons right now, who've won 11 straight, but, you know, leading into that game, I think the Hawks had won maybe 5 in a row. You know, they've all been doing this without Trae. They chose not to extend Trae during the offseason. That's created a lot of conversation. I asked Trista if she thought an extension was coming and if Trae would get money, you know, in the vicinity of what De'Aaron Fox got, and she said no. And, man, you start to look at November turning into December, December 15th getting in here, the calendar year turning, and, man, there could be some very big names on the move here before the February trade deadline.
That's a great name that you bring up. Trae is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels, we'll bring this back to here in Sacramento, and it feels like Trae is available if you wanted him. Feels like he is.
Yeah. Yep.
And from everything that we learned over the summer, didn't seem like he wanted him. And it's like, man, talking about Scott Perry.
Yeah.
It's like, man, like, it's the money. It is the money, too, because you got to sign him to that contract. But it's like, man, he's sitting right there for you if you really want him.
Well, the question might be, and this is what I asked TK yesterday, is do you have to sign him to that contract?
He's got 2 years left, this year and next?
I don't think so. I think it's this year. No, I think this is the last year of his contract.
Damn, so he's an expiring.
I believe so. That seems crazy, but let me double check. Trae is, well, it's complicated. He's due what is essentially $46 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
He has a player option for next season at 48.9, and I think in all of the discussions about Atlanta, you never really took the player option into account because you just figured he was going to sign an extension with the Atlanta Hawks, and you do whatever you want to with that player option. Now it's obviously a much bigger conversation because it doesn't appear Atlanta is eager to re-sign him, if interested in re-signing him at all.
Yeah, and that's what that's what turns it into basically 2 years of Trae Young. You know, it's almost, is that, off the top of my head, isn't that Zach LaVine's issue too? His
yes.
next year is
yes,
a player yes, yes. option.
Yes.
So everybody looks at it as a 2 year deal.
Yeah.
And like I said, I disagree with Scott. You know, I understand where he's coming from. I would make a deal for Trae Young. I really would. I'd make a deal for Trae Young before Ja Morant. You know, we've had those discussions earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. But that feels like wishful thinking. Like, it doesn't look like they are even going to be anywhere in the sweepstakes, which goes back to your other point. Who is in the Trae Young sweepstakes?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't have an answer, because if you're Atlanta, you're not looking for what Sacramento was looking for when it comes to, you know, a trade partner. You might be looking for something that can add to your basketball team immediately. You might be looking for something that you can, whatever this run that Atlanta is on right now, that's got them at 9-6, which is above, you know, they're generally at or below the 500 clip. You know, whatever you're doing right now, you want something to add to that. Right. It might not be, and maybe you would be comfortable, because most of this run, if not all of this run, has been done without Trae Young. If you believe that this is sustainable and you think that this is our style of basketball, yeah, maybe you could afford to trade Trae for picks. Mm. Maybe you don't feel like you have to bring. Hey, let's not mess this up. Let's not try to accelerate a timeline or anything. Like, we've got a group of guys who are playing really, really well together. We don't see a market with a type of player who fits here. What we're doing, we're going to have to take some contracts back. That's perfectly fine. But the centerpiece of our return needs to be a pick. That has to be an organizational thought on where your franchise is this season and where you can take them moving forward. But it's probably not what you would expect from a team that is right now fighting for a top 15 games into the season, fighting for a top six spot.
And you know what? I'm just going to throw something out there. I don't think this is how things go. I don't think this is exactly how it goes. But Atlanta maybe can afford to be a little selective with what they bring back.
Yeah.
Because they got their top five pick already locked and loaded for next year.
Who's there?
They got the Pelicans pick unprotected.
That's
unprotected. They locked in.
It's been almost a whole day since that pick was mentioned and I forgot about it. And I was just reading about the Pelicans this morning. I was reading how Joe Dumars isn't even handling the general manager duties. Weaver is.
Joe Dumars is overseeing the operation. And he's doing his job.
Joe Dumars is collecting a paycheck.
Oh, he's doing his job.
Is he?
Depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
No, I'm going to say no. He's not doing his job. I believe his job is to be a upstanding NBA general manager, and he's not doing his job. What I'm alluding to is, if you believe in conspiracy theories, they're trying to drive the NBA out of New Orleans and use them as an expansion team. And part of that is you run the franchise into the ground where attendance is bad.
I think you meant a relocation team. They wouldn't be
relocation.
An expansion
That's
team.
That's expansion. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be a relocation team.
Yeah, and relocate to Seattle. That's a conspiracy theory. And part of the conspiracy theory is people believe Joe Dumars was brought in to run the franchise into the ground.
Well, now that's crazy, Casey. Where was Joe Dumars' last job?
Sacramento.
No, it wasn't. It was the league.
He was an advisor.
He worked
right.
for the
no,
league.
You're right.
So when you
suspended Draymond.
when you start to that's right. That's exactly right. When you try to break apart the conspiracy theory, you keep running into walls like, wait a minute.
Well, then you got the Hawks GM or whoever it was calling the Pelicans back, being like, are you serious? You really want to offer us this pick?
Right.
Like, the fact that they got a call back.
Hey, Joe, my guys are messing around. They said the pick was unprotected. What? Oh, Yeah, man, let's get the deal done. This, what is this, Locked On Warriors over here?
Jeez. So I am not subscribing to the conspiracy theory. So I'm talking about Joe Dumars, general manager. No, he is not.
I think you're a liar, by the way. I think you are subscribing to the conspiracy theories. I think you get conspiracy theory newsletters.
No, I just...
What's that website? Snoops. I think you're on... Is that what it's called? I think you're on Snoops.com.
You know, no, you know what it is? Is I actually give people the benefit of the doubt. Okay. I say, no. Joe Dumars is not inept. He's not stupid. He's got to be doing something for somebody. that's where it comes from. It's like, no. He's not dumb. He's not just random enough to just trade a first round pick, knowing there was no need to do that. Unprotected, by the way.
Can you imagine someone calling you back and going, "Hey, are you sure?" You sure you want to do this? Oh, great. Imagine having a contract negotiation with your boss and you go in and go, "Hey, man, your assistant told me it was this dollar figure. Are you sure you're going to pay me that much?" Oh, yeah, I'll take it, man. It's cool. Thank you. I'll take it.
That's how these things are going down in New Orleans. So, so that all goes back to Atlanta. You can get a little picky with the trade proposal.
Yeah, you could.
You got that top five pick locked and loaded, ready to go.
Yeah, you could get picky. You could get aggressive. You could do a lot if you're Atlanta. The question is, who are you doing business with? And let's bring back a team you asked about earlier. As it pertains to Zach LaVine, what about the Clippers?
I don't see that one working because Trey and James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
They got to have the basketball. I'm assuming James stays in this situation.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I don't like that pairing as much.
Do you think the Pacers are just content being like 1-81 and seeing what happens this offseason?
Absolutely.
They have. Absolutely. It's not. I do want to be fair to them. Like, they didn't just lose Tyrese. Obviously, losing Tyrese is devastating. Like, Miles Turner is gone. Like, they lost, you know, pieces of what got them to the NBA Finals last year, to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Pieces of what, you know, got them in the position that they've been in the last couple of years. Like, it wasn't just the injury to Tyrese Halliburton that has put them in this spot. Like, losing Miles Turner was a big deal. Like, they'll have, you know, and it's fine to understand, hey, we got to the finals, we got to the, you know, Game 7, we lost our best player. We can wait this out. You talk about being picky. Like, they can be patient in this, but it's not just a single thing that they'll have to address this offseason. Like, they're going to, or even trade deadline, they're going to have some things that they're going to have to deal with moving forward outside just the return of Tyrese.
Yeah. Those were two of their top three guys that they've lost this year. But to your question, you have a guy in Tyrese Halliburton who's going to be coming back in a year. You just had this run. Like, there's a level of cachet and what's the word I'm looking for? Like, fan fulfillment that you had by having this historic run a year ago. Mm-hmm. You could take a year. And here's the thing. You could take a year off to go get a generational player. Absolutely. Or what we perceive as a generational player. Mm-hmm. If you've got the worst record in basketball and you can get the Boozer or DeBonsta or Darren Peterson, I'll take a year off for that. Because now that those guys are anything close to what we think they might be, you're set with them and Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam. You're set for another decade.
Yeah, you're in good shape. LeBron James made his return to the NBA last night. Or I should say he made his debut, his historic 23rd season debut last night. 11 points and 12 assists in a game where the Los Angeles Lakers put up 140 against the Utah Jazz. They're now 11-4 on this season. They're going to be watched pretty closely now with LeBron James back, because a lot was made last year of LeBron James on the court, what they look like when LeBron was on the court versus off the court. And it's a team that started 10-4 without him. You know, it's a team that looked pretty good. Obviously, you have the dynamic now of Luka Doncic being there. You have the dynamic of a brand new centerpiece being there. And I think because it's LeBron James, it'll be a little overly scrutinized. But so far, so good. I mean, you got out there, you got that first start, and it was against the Utah Jazz, but still put up 140, and the Lakers win again, 11-4.
Would you say the Lakers made it through this LeBron injury and now should be looked at as title contenders?
Yes. There's a slight caveat to that. I think I had the Lakers in the top four before the, you know, before the season. So I might have thought of a little higher of them than you. They would be fourth though. Like I don't think I like them more than Houston. I definitely don't like them more than Denver, and this is all a moot point when we're talking about Oklahoma City. So it's hard for me to imagine Oklahoma City losing 4-7 games when I think they're going to lose 10-82.
Right.
Or 12 or something.
Let me ask you another question here, as I'm just full of questions today. Do you think LeBron coming back helps them?
Yes.
I do too. It's a very weird question to ask because we're talking about LeBron James. But the reason why I ask it is there was really no, hassle about who's having the ball, when they're having the ball, who has it in the clutch, all this other stuff. It was Luka. It was Austin Reaves when Luka doesn't have it. Or if Luka wasn't there, it was Austin Reaves. Like, it's simple. Like, those were the guys. Everybody else work around that. Now you're adding another guy into that dynamic, and you're adding not just another guy, but LeBron James into that dynamic of he's going to need his touches. He's going to be the one to bring the ball up. And if he's not bringing it up, he's just going to stand in the corner. I don't know. That could be an issue. Do you think that might potentially mess up the dynamics which was created while he was out?
No, I think LeBron James is one of the most self-aware players in the game. And I could absolutely be wrong, but if LeBron James sees the way that things are working with Austin Reaves and with Luka Doncic, I think he's going to find a way to fit into that. I don't think LeBron James is looking to, if this basketball team continues to win at this clip and LeBron James, you know, what winds up averaging, you know, 18-10 or 18-12 or something like that on the season, but this team is winning, I think he'll take that. I think he'll absolutely take that. I don't think he's worried about things like you know, points per game stats and streaks, like the 25 points per game streak broke, I think, last year, because he averaged like 24.9 or something like that. I don't think that stuff is of value to him. I think if he felt like this team could win an NBA championship, and he felt like the way that they've established themselves here in the first 14 games without him can win an NBA championship, I think he'll go along for that ride.
Yeah. I agree with you. Just something I thought about with the dynamics.
It's what everyone's watching for. It's 100% what everyone's watching for. They're going to watch for Austin Reaves, and they're going to, you know, look to see what happens late in the game, and Luka Doncic. Like, yeah, it is absolutely what everybody is watching for. That scenario that you just presented.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.